It's a very significant grant for Birmingham and Jefferson County. And Jefferson County has a very high rate of obesity and childhood obesity. And this grant, I think, helps us really start to create a system and a plan for addressing that.
Why does Jefferson County have such above average child obesity numbers?
You know, I think there are a lot of theories on it, but certainly we know that part of it is cultural and our foods that we eat and the culture around food. And part of it, we also believe, is embedded in just sort of the basic infrastructure, lack of sidewalks and ways to get out and walk around and green space areas. And some of it is even from a policy perspective, looking at what do we feed kids in our schools for lunches and how do we cook that food and just some of the general infrastructure that creates poor eating habits.
Do you find that there is less focus on that sort of thing in the schools here rather than other parts of the country?
Well, certainly part of what we hope to do is work with schools to talk about nutrition with children and also specifically look into the cafeterias and find if there are ways we could support creating a healthier nutritional offering from school lunches as well.
So what new steps will the grant make available?
What we hope to do with this grant is we've brought together a whole bunch of great community partners who are very interested in this issue. And what we hope to come out of this is really a plan forward to a sustainable plan to address this issue. There are a lot of initiatives and activities and ideas on how to address this, and what we hope over the next 4 years is to really build these out and see if we can't develop a real sustainable community, a system that the community can support that will help reduce obesity. It's not going to be an overnight thing. In 4 years, we're not going to turn a switch and all of a sudden the problem goes away. What we will have in 4 years, I hope, is a really solid plan that the whole community's bought into, saying, here's how we're going to deal with this moving forward.
Well, you mentioned it's not going to happen overnight. How long of a timetable do you think it is before residents can see a change?
I'm not as big an expert on this as others from that perspective, but everything I've read and heard is we're talking about a generational change. We're talking about educating kids today so that they start eating healthier and they raise their kids healthier. We're going to be talking, over the next 4 years about putting in bike paths and walking trails so that the next generation of kids will start using them. And, a couple generations from now, we have a culture of walking rather than driving or riding bikes and being outdoors and exercising.
Are there any similar programs like this that have had some demonstrated success in the past?
There are lots of programs around the country that are doing this. In fact, there were 500 applications to Robert Wood Johnson Foundation from communities across the country. 41 were selected. But I think what's important is, and as the group of partners, when we got together, we said, there are things we can learn from other communities, but it's going to be important to develop rather than just sort of copying what other communities done, we can take some of those best practices, but we need to see if they're the right ones culturally for Jefferson County and Birmingham.
Why is it so important to address this childhood obesity issue?
Well, obesity leads very quickly to all kinds of health-related issues. One of the most pressing concerns is the increase in diabetes and in specifically type 2 diabetes in children, which is something that used to only be seen in older adults and adults. We're seeing now more and more children are developing this, which is a lifetime disease that has a lot of negative consequences. But as they get older, we see issues around heart disease and stroke and just generally poor health. And it seems people are developing them earlier and earlier in life due to poor eating habits and lack of exercise early on in life.